Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Your Half Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show airs every Tuesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank all of you all for tuning in with us on this broadcast as well as the Tuesday night broadcast. We really appreciate your listening and, of course, obviously you're telling other people about the show because we do have a large supporting audience. So we thank you for that. God is really blessing and I'm grateful for that. We're going to get right into our message for this evening. We're going to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit in with us. As we get started, Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for the blessings that you give to all of us, even the ones that don't believe in you. You're such a good, awesome, powerful God. We thank you and we praise you. And you are holy. Amen, amen, amen. Our topic for the evening. Is when you're feeling down and out. When you're feeling down and out. Have you ever had those days? And tonight we're going to bring the message from a rather melancholy stage. And we're just going to talk it out. And I'm going to throw some questions out there that I just want you to ponder for yourself. And my first question is, have you ever had those days or nights or weeks, or months, or sometimes it seems like even years, that you've just been depressed, you've been sad, you've had some happy moments, but then it fluctuates. Someone can say something, you get some bad news, and your life just seems to, that happy moment just turns into a sad moment, or you become depressed. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Well, you know, as Christians, we're not exempt. We're not exempt. If anybody told you that because you're a follower of Christ, that everything was going to work out harmoniously or perfectly for you, then if somebody's told you that and you believe that, then you're deceiving yourself because we're not exempt. No more than we're exempt from Christians getting in trouble with the law. Getting in trouble, having arguments with their spouse, having disagreements with their children, having disobedient children. You're not exempt from any of these things that happen to anybody else. You may have had a rough work week. You may have had a rough month of working. You may have a relationship that you're not even married, and you're having all kinds of distractions and problems and where your emotions are involved and you just can't seem to get a grip on things. Well, you know, the question once again becomes, what makes us exceptional? What makes us feel that we are supposed to be exempt from the day-to-day challenges of life? What really makes you think that? What makes you think that when it rains and you got to get to your car from your house or from your apartment or from your driveway, driveway and your car is parked out front outside your gate and it's raining and you don't have an umbrella, what makes you think that you're not going to get wet? You know, and it's raining, it's pouring down. Do you think that God has made you exception, that you can dodge the rain and not get wet? Or what makes you feel that perhaps it's so hot outside and you want to register a complaint there? You don't have any sun protector or hat or visor or even an umbrella to shield you from the sun, the heat rays. You know, are you then frustrated with God because you're a follower of Christ and you feel, well, he should have protected me from the rays of the sun. He should have protected me from the rain. Now I have this cold, and now I'm coughing and sneezing, and I got runny nose, and all of these other irritations that come with cold, fever, sore throat. Well, you know, is it God's fault that you ran in the rain because you didn't want to be late to a particular trip to your job or to an appointment, to a meeting that you had? Is it God's fault that you left the umbrella in the car? Is it his fault that you never bought an umbrella when you know it's the rainy season? Is it God's fault that you went walking in the middle of the day in the sun when the sun is at its hottest? Is it his fault that you didn't use intelligence to know when to be out in the sun? Is it his fault that you chose not to use an umbrella or a sun visor or get some shades to bring some form of protection or to take reasonable care? Is it really God's fault? You know, when you're feeling down and out, and I want you to know that Christians are not exempt from these things happening to them. A bad relationship, a bad decision that you make, a bad investment, you're not exempt. See, that's what makes us human and followers of Christ. It doesn't mean that when you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, doesn't mean that you're going to be exempt from any of the things that take place in life. It doesn't. Doesn't mean that your children are overnight going to become obedient. Doesn't mean that they're going to listen to you. Doesn't mean that your spouse is going to change from ways that you think that they should change to. Doesn't mean that you yourself is going to even make an immediate change. There may be things that you need to take stock of and realize that, you know what, maybe I'm the one that's causing a lot of these problems. Is it your fault that you're not taking better care of yourself, or is it God's fault? Is it his fault? When he's, you know, it's so interesting because our body sends off signals. Our bodies are the temple of God, the temple, the very temple of God. He says that in his word, that our bodies are the temple of God. So when we're out here, we're overworking our bodies. Is it God's fault? Is it his fault when we decide to ignore the warning sign coming from our body, when we become short of breath? You know, when it's time, you know, nothing befalls us that's uncommon to man. When our bodies are telling us, you need to get some sleep. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you've been up since 5:30. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's time to shut down. But you're resisting that warning, those warning signs coming from the body. And you're saying, no, I got to finish this homework. You know, it can be a meeting that you've got to go to. It can be a project that you're working on. But you know what? If you die in the midst of that project, guess what? Life will go on for the people that you're working the project for. Do you know it's just like a substitute teacher? I recall a story about a teacher that had been teaching for more than 15 years. The lady was just one of the best teachers that you could ever meet. She was always on top of her kids. Her kids were always excelling. She always crossed her T's and dotted her I's. She had everything going for her. But the lady was so passionate about her job. It was a labor of love for her. But she failed to start taking care of herself. And she would often tell her colleagues, she says, you know, I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling overworked. I'm feeling overwhelmed. She says, one day, you know, I can't wait to the Christmas break so I can take a holiday. Well, school had just started and only been in for about a month. So she had to wait at least 3 to almost 4 months before the Christmas break. 2 week Christmas break. But then she said, you know what? She was always putting it off and says, you know what? I'm going to just take me on vacation. I'm going to get away because, you know, I just come off a summer break and I didn't really get a chance for those 3 months that I was off. I didn't really get a chance because I did things around the house. And when I had this whole agenda to do, I was going to exercise. I was going to change my lifestyle of the way that I eat. She says, but this time I'm going to do it. I'm going to be committed to it. And she says, I can't wait till that Christmas break comes. Well, you know what she put off for tomorrow? Some of the things that she could have done today. And she just thought, you know what? I'm so much into my teaching. I want my students to be the best that they can be. Her labor of love. Well, she was waiting for Christmas to come. But she never made it to Christmas. She died. She died of a massive heart attack. And you know what? This was about a month after she said that. School started in September. She went through September. It was around October. Not even the last of October. It was about a month after she made that statement. And then it was during the week. And one day the kids were asking, where's the teacher? The very next day, the teacher's not here. She didn't show up. The teacher didn't show up. Well, the principal had to call the house and find out that the woman was hospitalized and that she wasn't going to be there. And so the very next day, that same day that the teacher didn't show up, they had a substitute teacher in her classroom. And these are countless stories that I've heard. These are true stories that I present over the airwaves. A substitute teacher was there. All the plans that this teacher had made, just waiting for that extra break, waiting for that holiday to come, she never made it to the holiday. She went past the summer trying to get her house in order, organize things. And I'm not saying it's a bad idea to do that, but you've got to take care of your temple. Your temple is the body, your body is the temple of Christ. And when you ignore that temple's going to ignore you. It really is. It's sending you the warning signs. See, God has created us in such a magnificent way. Your body reacts to things. When you have a headache, your body is telling you something's wrong. When you have your eyes are hurting, they're turning red, it's telling you something's wrong. You're not getting enough rest. When we're not eating properly, healthy, your body's telling you certain things. You're having your heart to work extra, extra. You're eating late at night. Don't just take my word for it. Look at any health publication. Look at science. Ask your medical doctor. But guess what? They start to have these answers for everything. Think about it. Think about it. You go to your medical doctor, and we all need doctors, and God has blessed them with the wisdom and the training. But watch this. Let's say you have a situation, a condition, and they put you on Lipitor. Let's just say they put you on some kind of medication. Now, remember, every medication has a multitude of side effects. You know, and I can't figure this one out, that it's like they do these commercials, and it says, before you take Lipitor, and that's just one of them, but before you take this product, you know, possible side effects are, it takes you through a minimum of 8 different side effects. It may cause liver damage. If you're high blood pressure, if you're suffering from high blood pressure, then don't take this medication. You know, it may cause drowsiness. It may cause heart attack in some patients. And I'm not laughing to make it sound funny. I'm being serious. So you're saying, is the medication going to kill me? Because of a prolonged usage of this medication, something is going, it may seem like it's curing one problem, but it looks like it's creating a multitude of other problems. And now we've got drugstores on almost every corner. People are being stressed out. Wake up, world. Wake up, Christians. Wake up, followers of Christ. Take care of your temple. The temple that God has given you. I believe that God becomes so upset with us. There are 8 laws of health that I know about. There are 8 laws of health that I know about. And let me tell you something. It is so important that we know what these 8 laws of health are. And these are the things that I've learned from a little boy growing up that we have to do. You know, I want to even ask some of you all out there, do you even do any that's over the age of 35? And even 20, are you doing any form of exercise? I don't mean just pumping irons in the gym. I'm talking about walking, doing something for the cardio, you know, something for your heart. And then are you eating right? Are you getting the proper rest? Tonight I want to even give you the 8 laws of health. And I mean, are you really doing anything to make sure that you're getting what you need? You know, here we go. I want you to be able to remember this. And I'm going to at some point give you an acronym for them. But we start out with the first one. Is we talk about your nutrition or your diet. Okay, that becomes very important. Your diet. And I'm going to have a show just on these 8 laws of health. And I want you to stay tuned for that. It's coming up in the very near future. You know, we talk about diet, nutrition. That's one. Okay? And it may not necessarily be in this order, but I'm going to give you all 8 of them. And let me tell you something. Number 2. And they're not necessarily in this order because I'm going to put the one that seems like it should be first, I'm going to make it last. And there's a reason why I'm going to do that. So we covered number 1, diet or nutrition. That's 1. Exercise. You know, I want to go back to diet and nutrition for a second. Are you eating right? Are you eating right? Or are you piling yourselves up with the fast foods, you know, the McDonald's? Are you piling yourself up with the caffeine? Because now you're one of these people that, I got to have my coffee. I can't survive without this coffee. I got to wake up. Just imagine, you're drinking that every day, that caffeine. Don't take my word for it. Read about the harmful effects of caffeine. The harmful effects of caffeine. Is it addictive? Don't take my word for it. You do the research. All right, so we talk about nutrition. Okay? And I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the acronym towards the very end. The next one, exercise, of course. Are you taking a little? You've got 24 hours in your day. Every one of us have the same amount of hours. And I'm talking to you out there. That's right, I'm talking to you. Point that finger to yourself, because I'm also talking to myself. Don't wait till you have to go into the hospital or something for a wake-up call. I'm talking to you, and I hope you're listening. Exercise. Are you doing any kind of walking? You know, even if it's, I don't mean you got to walk to the car. You got to walk from the car to your meeting, your destination, to your job. I mean, are you doing any brisk walking where you say, you know what? This is my moment. I got to exercise. You know, I got to put in some mileage. You know, even if you start with 15 minutes and increase that by 5 minutes, if you can't do it every day, every other day or twice a week, get the important thing is get started. Number 3, water. Oh, my goodness. You think, you know, my research has taught me that, you know, headaches simply from not drinking enough water. Do you know that your body is 75% water? 3/4 of your body is made up of water. Okay? 3/4 of our body is, you all going to get me to preach tonight, and I feel that I wouldn't come on the air to preach tonight. I just wanted to do a melancholy sort of talk with you tonight. And I'm not fussing at you. I'm not mad at you. But you know what? God wants you to take care of yourself, because your body is created as the temple of God. So, you know, here we have nutrition. We have exercise. We have water. Once again, nutrition, which is our diet. We have exercise. We have water. Now, here's the next one, sunlight. Well, science says we need sunlight for vitamin D. We need some sunlight. We're not being protected from all the heat rays. It's important that we get some vitamin D, natural vitamin D, from the sun. I'm not saying you got to spend countless hours out there in it, but get some sun. And I'm not just saying for a suntan. I'm saying get your share of vitamin D. And of course, before, let me put this disclaimer out there, before you start any kind of diet or exercise program, consult your medical provider or your health specialist or your doctor, you know, before you go on any regimen of anything, and especially if you have a condition out there, you consult with them. That becomes very important now. That's the disclaimer. Perhaps I should have said that at the very beginning, and I apologize for that, but I'm giving it to you now. Please consult with your medical advisor. And I believe that they will tell you the importance of nutrition. I believe they would tell you the importance of exercise. I believe they would tell you the importance of drinking water. Do you know, I met a lady once. They say she hadn't had water in years. She drank coffee and soda. And this lady, I could look at the condition of her skin. Her skin looked really, really strange. And she had all kind of rash about her body. I said, wow. She said she doesn't like the taste of water. Well, I didn't realize that water has a taste. And maybe to some people it does. You know, when it's the back of the tongue is where the taste buds are, it's telling you that there's a taste here to water. And she just didn't like the taste of it. And I'm like, whoa, she must be all dried up or the sugar. But she's getting some water from her coffee, the liquid from, you know, and the body has to purify this. It's amazing how this temple is. All right, we got nutrition, exercise. We're running out of time. Let me get through them. Water, sunlight, that vitamin D, temperance. You got to be temperate in everything. Do things in moderation. That's what temperance is. Do things. Don't be anxious for this. Don't be anxious for that. Stop worrying about things that you can't control. The battle was never yours. The battle is God's. It's about a spiritual warfare that you can't even handle. Stop overeating. Whatever you do, don't overeat. You know, oftentimes we're talking about, and we're going to make this part one because I'm going to come back next week with some more of this here on the nutrition. You know, we're going to make this part one, and we'll be back. When you're feeling, tonight we're talking about when you're feeling down and out, when you're feeling down and out, and we're running out of time. We got about 5 minutes. My producers are letting me know. So temperance. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Give it to the Lord, and He doesn't need your help to fix problems. You know what? He specializes in problem solving. He specializes in problem solving. He created you. He knows what's best for you. All right. So do things in moderation. Now, you can even watch the people on the road as you travel to and from work. You know, you can tell the ones who are running late, whose lives are out of balance oftentimes by the way they even drive. They're anxious for self. And you know what the unfortunate thing is? They kill a lot of innocent people. People like that can kill innocent people along the highways and byways and cause death to themselves even just by the way that they drive recklessly. You know, and laws need to be more enforced with those people that are driving recklessly. We see them every day when we're going to and fro. The next one is air. Fresh air is a key element. If you want good health, you got to get some fresh air in those lungs. You know, waking up early in the morning, oh, just getting that. I mean, go into the mountains somewhere. Go where there's fresh air. Get up early in the morning before. And you know, when I lived in New York, people often talked about smog and different things in the different places, and you're not getting fresh air. There's nothing like a breath of fresh air. It's free. Find somewhere to get some fresh air into those lungs. All right, I got to keep going here. When you're feeling down and out, see, all these things that you're not doing, taking proper care of yourself, can be contributing factors to why you're not feeling as well. All right, rest, R-E-S-T. Your bodies need rest. Nothing befalls us that's uncommon to man, but the Bible tells us your body has an internal clock. At a certain time, if you haven't taken a stimulant to keep your body awake, your body has a natural internal clock that will wake you up, and it has a natural internal clock that tells you that it's time for you to fall asleep. What happens is we start to go against the grain of nature. We want the body might, for some people, as you start to get older, might be saying, and like babies, it's telling you to go to sleep early. It's telling you to wind down because it's causing you to slow down. But then you say, no, I want to watch this. So you go take a stimulant that keeps you awake and say, I want to watch this. But do you know there's a side effect to that thing you just took? And it's gonna, you're going to pay the consequences. You're going to pay the price for it. It's going to catch up with you because you were fighting against nature, the elements of nature. You're going to pay for that. You are going, just as sure as I'm saying this, you are going to pay when you go against the natural elements of God's creation. Every one of us pays some point or another. We're going to rest. And the final thing I want to say that should have been first, trust. You've got to trust God where you can't trace him, because God has laid out the plans for us, and that includes our health. You know, you've got to be able to trust him and have that spiritual connection and relationship with him. And when you have these things, when you have all of this together, do you know what you have? You have come up now. When you can put all of this together, brothers and sisters, men and women, you have now a new start. And that's the acronym for the 8 levels of health. You have an N-E-W-S-T-A-R-T. You have a new start. N for the nutrition. E for the exercise. W for the water. S is for the sunlight. T is for temperance. The A is for fresh air. The R is for rest. And the T is for trusting God where you can't trace him. And I'm telling you, when you get into this with these 8 laws of health, you have now made a new start. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you. When you're feeling down, take stock of your life and make a new start and find a promise of God that can get you back to being inspired. Find a promise of God that can get you back to being encouraged. Because you know what? God said in his word, he would never leave or forsake you. That's love, brothers and sisters. And thank you so very much for tuning in. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be healthy. And I want you to join us next Tuesday on Next Tuesday Show from 7 to 8, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you choose to bypass Next Tuesday Show, we'll be looking for you next Friday from 8 to 8:30 on your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.